Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. I hope you guys all had an amazing holiday, and I want to say jump on over into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, link in the description. Come tell me what you got for Christmas. Did you get any cool Nintendo loot? I want to hear all about it. Jumping into the news, first up, Masahiro Sakurai on his future. I'm still creating games for the time being. There's an update on his YouTube channel, and you guys are going to love the quote probably as much as I did. All right. So Nintendo Life goes on to say there's been quite a bit of conversation about the future of the legendary video game developer and Smash Bros. Creator Masahiro Sakurai, calling time on his career, and he's even spoken about this himself previously. Now in the latest upload on his YouTube channel, Sakurai has briefly mentioned how he's still creating games for the time being. Here's exactly what he had to say. He said, "As for me, you guys ready for this? You guys ready? I hope you're ready. This is as for me. I'm still creating games for the time being, but I'm also making this YouTube channel." I love it. I love it. Go check out his channel, of course, and check out his updates. One other thing was mentioned, like last year, it was kind of suggested that Sakurai was semi-retired following the completion of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate DLC. However, he mentioned earlier this year that he can't imagine a future Smash title without his involvement. Let's park here for a second and just talk about the future of Smash. Like, do we need a brand new Smash game? Or do we need Ultimate updated with better netcode? The rollback network, or the rollback, I don't know the exact terminology, but it's essentially, when it comes to a lot of fighting games, to reduce lag, they use this rollback, and Smash is still peer-to-peer, from my understanding. And so rollback would help it improve quite a bit. When you play Melee online with whatever pirated version you get of that game, I believe they use a rollback on it, and it just makes it run so much better. So that's literally where, like, the main area that Smash lacks, in my opinion, where Ultimate lacks, is with the netcode. So hopefully we either see a deluxe version of Ultimate, or we see a brand new title that improves on all of that. And I don't, the debate rages on, right? And everybody has a different opinion on this, and different thoughts. And I'm kind of torn, honestly. Ultimate, maybe a once in a lifetime game. So to see it prolonged with that many characters and potential DLC, that seems very likely for the net, you know, like if they updated it and then put a few new characters in, even if they were Nintendo characters, they didn't have to go after a bunch of licensing. I think that would be an okay route, honestly. unless they're going to make some major changes. But I don't know. I'm very curious what the future of Nintendo is going to be, especially when it comes to the competitive and the esports scene. They have been very active in schools with Smash, Splatoon, and Mario Kart. And I'm my gut feeling is that all of these games will lean a little more into the competitive side of things, but still, of course, be very, very accessible as a part, at least Smash as a party game. So we're just gonna have to wait and see, I guess. But I do wonder, and I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. So if you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment on Spotify. What do you think the future of Smash looks like? We're gonna get a new game when the next system launches, or will we get a deluxe version of this current game with maybe some DLC? Let me know your thoughts, either there or on the Discord. I'd love to hear from you. Pokemon Unite adds another Pokemon to the roster this week. Metagross, looks like. Cerebi.net says, Pokemon Unite has added Metagross to the game as a playable character alongside its Phantom Thief-style holoware. And he's wearing a monocle, and that is amazing. So, anybody still playing this game? I know if you guys listened and saw my first game played of 2023, it was Pokemon Unite, and it was pretty short-lived, I believe. So we'll see what the first game is for this upcoming year. My gut feeling, probably going to be Mario Kart or Vampire Survivors. That's my gut feeling, but we'll have to wait and see. There is a new commercial for Super Nintendo World Donkey Kong Country expansion, and it looks fantastic. The commercial looks really cool. Seeing Donkey, Cranky, Diddy, Daisy, and some of the characters from Donkey Kong Country, the Rhino, etc. They don't really show much of the ride itself. It looks like it's going to be a relatively large piece of land. If what they showed is exactly what it's going to be. And it could be a relatively, like, maybe a longer ride. It looks like it's teased that it's going to be, you know, like a roller coaster, which would make sense, kind of like the mine carts and everything that were in Donkey Kong Country. But then they also go on to show like maybe they're adding Donkey Kong to the Mario Kart ride as well. There may be some options there. So I'm just speculating right now based on the commercial, so take it with a grain of salt, but that's kind of what it looked like might be happening there. And either way, I want to get myself to Japan and check out Super Nintendo World there. Even more so than I'd like to get to California, just because there's so much more there. And it is launching in the spring of 2024. So looking forward to seeing some more videos, seeing what the ride is exactly, and who knows, could be very, very exciting. I really want to get there. I really want to get there. It's time to get my renew my passport so that I can start planning a trip. Switch Online's Missions and Rewards brings back previous 2023 icons. So it says Nintendo has offered Switch Online subscribers all sorts of new and exciting icon designs this year to finish this year. And to finish the year, it's bringing back icons parts you might have missed out on through 2023. This will allow users to redeem icon parts with daily rewards from now until the 10th of January. The icon run includes Super Mario RPG, Pikmin, Fire Emblem Engage, Metroid Prime, and much more. Character icons will set you back 10 platinum points, and borders are 5. So from the picture that they're showing, and I'm going to take a quick peek at my Switch right now just to let you guys know what is there. But the picture they're showing is RPG, Pikmin, Fire Emblem, a Metroid Prime, Kirby, WarioWare, and Detective Pikachu. I want to see what's currently available and if it's if there's any more info here. So the final wave of Mario Wonder is available. Okay. Okay. That's the one thing So, okay, the important note here, because I think maybe this was taken from the European version. It says NAB icon parts you might have missed with daily special rewards for various software available until January 10th. But here's something worth noting, that when you're on the home screen on Nintendo Switch Online and you go to the window on for the US, it says icon elements for multiple games are returning and rotating daily. So it's a daily thing. If it's something, if you've missed some, you're gonna want to make sure that you check these out daily. And there's a handful that I've missed, so I'm kind of excited to see that some of them are returning, because I was a little bit bummed out that I had missed them. Like, I don't think I have any of these Metroid ones. It looks like there's quite a few. The last wave of Mario Wonder, there's quite a few, and some of them are pretty neat. WarioWare Move It, of course, there's plenty there. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Animal Crossing. Yeah, so they're going to be updating it and rotating them daily. So if there's any that you missed, make sure to go and check this on the regular so you can get the icons that you're after. I got to remember to get the Prime ones, and I think I'm okay on Wonder, but I don't want to miss out on the Prime ones. Now, it looks like, yeah, it's going to be, it says it updates daily, but it looks like December 28th. So maybe it's 2 days, but regardless, I wouldn't sleep on it if there's something that you want to collect. I mean, they're kind of silly, but they're also kind of fun. So just something to keep an eye out for if you want to update your icon collection. Sega partners with Nintendo and Starlight Gaming for Sonic Superstars. It says, today, Sega announced, courtesy of Nintendo of America, that Sonic Superstars will be included in the Starlight Gaming Initiative. Now, I just learned about what this was today, and it's pretty awesome, and I'm really excited to see that this is happening. Sonic Superstars will soon be playable on the Nintendo Switch via Starlight Gaming stations in hospitals across the country, allowing children the chance to experience the thrill and speed of Sonic and his friends. Sonic Superstars will be available on the Starlight Nintendo Switch gaming stations beginning in the spring of 2024. Founded in 1982, Starlight Children's Foundation is a 501c organization that aims to deliver happiness to hospitalized children and their families through the programs that impact millions of kids annually. Starlight's vital programs, including Starlight Gaming, Starlight Virtual Reality, Starlight Hospital Gowns, and Starlight Toy Deliveries, are donor funded and offered free of charge to hospitals with its nationwide network to provide play, distraction, and a sense of normalcy to kids to help improve their mental and emotional well-being so they can thrive. The impact of these programs reaches even further to the families and caregivers, creating a supportive community that nurtures kids when they need it the most. And the source for this one is coming directly from Sega. So very cool to see Sonic making his way into the Starlight Gaming Initiative and partnering with Nintendo there. I love this, the fact that just gaming can help bring some normalcy to kids, and it's very important, and I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom wins Famitsu's Super Popular Game Awards 2023. So looking at the list of the of games here, the top five winners: Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Final Fantasy 16, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Suka Game. I was just playing with the little Christmas update that they did this weekend a little bit, and then Armored Core 6. So I don't have an article up for this, but I do want to remind everybody that if you want to race in Nintendo's Mario Kart Challenge, and I'm wearing my Mario Kart Championship shirt right now, if you want to compete in that, it was today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So it started on the 26th and runs through the 28th. So if you want to be involved in that, there are details at Nintendo's website. The easiest place to find them, go to Nintendo Versus on Twitter or X and look for the tweet that has all the information. This I found incredibly interesting. It's from My Nintendo News, and it says a German study revealed playing Mario Odyssey reduced depressive symptoms by nearly 50%. So a German study into major depressive disorder tried something new, and they invited participants to play the charming Super Mario Odyssey to monitor their depressive symptoms while playing the game. The study involved 46 individuals diagnosed with depression. The participants were put into three groups, with one playing Super Mario Odyssey, one using the CogPAC program, and one receiving standard clinical treatment, which included medication and psychotherapy. The results showed that the Super Mario Odyssey group fared the best, with a nearly 50% reduction in depressive symptoms. The results concluded to say that the video game training may be a cost-effective and feasible intervention for patients with MDD that can be used in conjunction with regular treatment and therapy. What's interesting is I think a lot of us that have been gaming for a long time have known this, right? This is an escape for a lot of us. And especially like Mario was my escape as a kid. Always was. It's, I see 8-bit Mario and my, it warms my heart. You know, it's a silly brand character, right? But that character was very important to my childhood and to my upbringing and to my peace at times, you know, whether dealing with things at school or family issues or whatever. Gaming has always been there and always helped. And whether it's getting to escape into something like, you know, I remember escaping into Ocarina of Time for hours, or games like Turok or GoldenEye on my 64, you know, Link to the Past. I mean, Mario World, I played over and over and over and over again, like never really got bored with it. And it was my escape. So this makes sense. And again, like I said, I think a lot of us that game kind of knew this. It makes sense, especially a game like Odyssey, because reaching near like the end of that game felt like a love letter, honestly, to Nintendo fans. To the fact that even reading this, I'm like, you know what? I need to replay or continue the hunt, just because continue the hunt for moons, because it's really good. It's really good. But I'd like to play that end sequence again because it's so much fun. Just so, so great. Last thing on the list here, Splatoon 3 updates to version 6.0.2. And a couple of the fixes, you got some fixes to multiplayer, adjusted the change in color when affected by the splatter color screen to make it more natural. The screen brightness of the effect itself has also been dimmed. Fixes to Salmon Run made it possible for those who participate in the big run held from 12-2 to 12-4 and did not properly receive the decorations or badges for their scores to acquire decorations and badges they should have received. You can now acquire them by entering the lobby after applying this update. Other fixes fixed an issue that sometimes caused communication error to occur when players who have seen the news about the start of a new season and players who have not seen it to communicate in Shoal. So there you go. One other note here, compatible with version 6.0.1 and version 6.0.0 battle replays, not compatible with version 5.2.0 or earlier battle replays. So there you go. Another update to Splatoon. And that is going to do it for today's Nintendo News Minute. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.